I gotta stand.
Okay.
Happy Monday, everybody.
Happy Monday.
It is here. It's a sad day in the Jeter household.
Oh, because they're leaving.
Jeter boys are leaving for kids camp. For the first time ever.
That's exciting for them.
Yeah, they're really stoked. Their mother, not so much. Last night was hilarious. So, yeah. Happy July!
It's finally here.
It is my favorite month of the year.
Because it's your birth month.
That's not why.
Because of the 4th of July.
No, it's because my birth month.
Oh.
I'm getting the snack cake that will be unnamed. Releases the week of my birthday. One of my dearest friends in the universe comes in town. It's just a fantastic week.
Month. It's because it doesn't happen this week.
Yeah.
Sorry. But it's going to be a good week.
Yeah, no, that week in particular.
Oh,
that's what I'm looking forward
to. Your birth week.
My birth week.
Yeah, that's going to be a good week.
Yeah. Pretty excited.
But it's just mostly your birth month right now.
Yep. So, happy birth month to me.
Well, good. Happy birth month to you. Did we have to celebrate the whole thing?
What, the whole month?
Yeah, for you?
Nah.
Okay.
I'm not like, you're like that.
No.
Last year, we had to celebrate an entire week plus in February.
Yeah, but here's the thing. My birthday's so close to the beginning of February that it just had to start as soon as February started.
Right.
And plus, I don't know if you know this, February is a short month.
It really is.
So I had to take as much of that as I could and run with it.
Okay.
So that's what I did.
Because it's usually really cold. There's not a whole lot to do in February.
Yeah. It's like,
July,
you know,
let's be honest, there's so much going on.
Get off my back, you know? Yeah. I have to do what I have to do.
This Wednesday, we're going to be hanging out outside, actually.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful weather. We're going to have a Crestafari. They're going to be awesome. They're going to be hanging out. Have you ever seen them live?
No.
They're pretty amazing.
Oh, good.
They're going to be hanging out. Pastor Skip's going to be rocking a message. That's going down this Wednesday. 7 o'clock outside amphitheater.
But it all starts at 6.
Yeah.
So be there.
Sorry.
Because we'll be there.
6.
At 6.
Did I say 7? I'm in 6.
Well, it's
fashionably late.
No, we're going to be there on time.
Yeah, I know. We'll be there early. We got the gazebo. We're going to have static t-shirts. We're going to have static iPhone cases. Come out.
Things.
Hang out with us. It's going to be good. It's going down this Wednesday.
Oh, and my second favorite part of it all.
Yeah.
Fireworks.
Yes, there's going to be fireworks.
We'll be sticking around for those. I love it so
really?
Much.
I love experiencing those with my kids now. They have rejuvenated. They have reinvigorated.
Are you like
fireworks
downer?
For me.
Firework downer.
I am.
Ugh.
I am. We were at Disneyland a couple years ago for 4th of July,
and they
of course have magical fireworks.
Yeah.
And I'm like, go, no time, just go. Nobody's in line. Star Tours, get there. But I want to see fire. Shut up. Go. Star Tours.
I would punch you in the stomach.
And we just kept going.
Because I love fireworks.
Really?
You
know, there's just like explosions of like.
You know, the Star Wars tour is just something.
I can't wait.
That you
then,
sit down
then
and.
Help me experience it and enjoy it on Wednesday. Because we went to an Isotopes game and they had fireworks. And it was worth it to watch the boys react to them.
Okay.
I just watched their faces the whole time as they lit up, as the sky lit up. And so that was cool for me. I'm just not a
like
big
the cannons
old fan.
Where, like, you can't even hear what anybody's saying.
Yeah, no, I got
saying.
It. I was like, oh, that's cool. Oh, that was cool too. Oh, there's a green one. Oh, it's red. Wow. Oh, it's yellow. Oh, man.
Well,
that's crazy. What's going to happen next? There's a green one again. Okay.
Oh, no. You're the worst.
I am.
I don't want to be around you.
You don't. I won't mock. I really won't. My kids,
kids
love fireworks.
Okay,
so because of that,
even,
I will enjoy some fireworks.
Even like on our little DJ profile thing that we have, mystaticradio.com, I have...
Does it say I love fireworks?
Yes.
Oh.
It says I love the 1812 Overture and fireworks on the 4th of July.
Oh, I was going to say, well, then you should have... Yeah, there was... I can't remember if it was Memorial Day weekend or what it was for, but there was like a crazy one, and that's basically what they did.
I love it so much.
Fireworks to that.
Yes. And I think what sparked my love for it, I was probably in like 7th grade.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the Philharmonic Symphony, and they played
cool.
that while a huge, like, one of the top 10 fireworks shows in the world.
Wow.
Went on like
See,
right behind
cool.
me. That was amazing.
What made it top 10?
I don't know. That's
they were purple ones.
They were ranking them. No. Yeah, there probably were purple ones.
They probably were.
But they ranked them.
I think I've been spoiled because I grew up in the mountains of New Zealand with my father. He was a wizard named Gandalf, and he could create them that looked like
Gandalf.
They look like dragons. It's not mentioned because he was very protective of his kids, so it's not mentioned in the
books. So how old are you?
492. But they would look like dragons, and they look like people, and they would do things in the sky, and it was cool. And now it's just like, well, there's another ball. I bet you this one's going to be circular. I was just really spoiled growing up.
You are the worst. I don't want to stand near you for fireworks.
8 minutes away from breaking news. Fireworks coming up this Wednesday. It's going to be magical.
Heck yeah.
Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
You can't get fresher than this.
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning on Static Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you. It is 6:30. Oh, snap. Are you ready?
Am I ready?
Well, it's 6:30. It's Monday, which means my news day.
Yeah, I'm ready. Breaking news. Two Philadelphia hospitals will implement their ban on hiring smokers starting today. The ban has sparked debate over whether companies have the right to regulate their employees' behavior away from the workplace. Hmm. Both hospitals implementing the smoker ban are prestigious hospitals in the University of Pennsylvania Health System, though dozens of hospitals across the country have already made the move. Okay, I read this because every single time I go to a hospital, there's like six nurses smoking outside.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And so I'm super confused as to how this is keeping me healthy.
Yeah, right. No, I like that. It's a really good idea at first thought. I'm just wondering, how do they enforce that?
Is there something constitutional about that?
I don't know.
I feel like there might be.
That's a really good idea, though.
Yeah, I like it. Breaking news. A New Zealand woman mistakenly glued her lips together and then attempted to call authorities.
What?
A police spokesman said the woman sounded like she was gagging or had a medical condition because she could only grunt. Police reported to her home and found that the 64-year-old woman had mistaken glue for lip cream and had glued her lips together.
How old was she?
64.
Oh, poor thing. Oh.
And that is, just that point. Just that point. Let me be. that's awful.
64 is not that old.
I know. But, if I ever mistaken glue for a lip cream.
Yeah.
At least give me a firm talking to.
Yeah.
Like, make sure that you know that I understand what I did and how dumb it was.
Okay. Poor thing.
I feel awful.
Oh, bless her little heart.
No, I feel awful. I feel so sad.
She super glued her lips together.
Because she thought it was lip cream. And I understand some of it come in those tubes, so you can easily mistaken it. But when... I don't know.
You can still breathe, though. Like out your nose.
But not without panicking.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever gotten...
Super glued my lips together?
No. No, but it on your your fingers by accident.
Oh, yeah. It's ridiculous.
And it hurts.
Oh, and you have to try and stretch your fingers apart.
I feel so sad.
Your lips.
Yeah. And unfortunately, that's where breaking news ends.
What would you do? Okay, so you accidentally super glue your lips together. What would you do after you panic and creeped out and fainted because you were trying to scream but you couldn't?
I'd have to run my lips under the hottest water I could handle.
Oh, but that just burned your face.
Hottest water I could handle.
Yeah.
I'd stand in a steamy shower and wait.
That doesn't stop super glue. It's super glue.
No, that's what it would happen. It would eventually peel apart.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what they did?
No, I don't know what they did. Oh. It didn't say what they did. I feel like it'd help eventually. Or just fill my mouth with water.
Or you'd have this huge, then after not only would your lips, but then everything would be blistered around it. Because that just sounds hot. Yeah.
That sounds
you just
awful.
Look like you got what's that stuff called when your lips are huge
What is it called?
Right.
What is that stuff called?
Did you just spray?
It was like
Thank you, Stever. What's it called?
Collagen.
Collagen.
Thank you, collagen.
Thanks. Bro. Thanks.
That was like the shot going into your lips. I'm working on my sound effects.
Okay, there you go. Coming up, birthdays. If you'd like to get a birthday shout out in studio at mystaticradio.com. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning on Static Radio.
Happy July.
Hey, I don't like this chair.
It's here.
Why? You don't need to throw that chair so violently.
I don't like my chair either.
Happy July.
It's the 1st of July. We're celebrating July 3rd.
We are. Huh? Here at Calvary Albuquerque.
It's the day we celebrate our Independence Day.
Our pre-Independence Day.
It's going to be amazing. Let's be honest.
I'm actually really stoked to be out there and hanging out with people and eating food and listening to music and listening to teaching and watching fireworks.
I'm going dressed up as a revolutionary. Yeah. To celebrate. Because, you know, people don't dress up enough for occasions. So I'm going to wear my George Washington wig.
Okay.
It's going to be fantastic.
That's good. I would like that.
Yeah. So I'm pretty excited. We needed to get away from those crazy Englishmen. So, you know, they were really suppressing us. Holding us down.
I thought they were French.
Keeping us back from things like...
Just kidding.
Oh, I'm like, what?
Just kidding.
Things like...
Taxation without representation.
Taxation without representation. Obviously, thank you, Steve.
And I'm going to get away from that Julius Caesar.
But not everyone.
Money.
I mentioned this weekend, James Bond, totes cool.
Yeah, but I feel like...
The HP, I mean, let's be honest.
We didn't need to
get away from him necessarily.
Okay,
he's British, right?
Can we just talk about how I may have been in those movies if we hadn't gotten away from the Brits? Because you had to be British in order to be in the movies.
That's true.
So I'm like, I can't even fake an accent. I guess that means our conversation's over.
It's time for birthdays.
Hey.
Do
you have some good ones today?
Yeah.
It's
about as midway as we can get. It's 182nd day of 2013. There's 183 days remaining. From here on out, it's downhill.
Truth.
It's exciting.
Truth.
It's really exciting.
For a minute there, I thought it was Don Henley's birthday.
No.
It's
summer. It's just summertime. And the boys are coming out.
Yeah, they are. Okay.
I'm really It's not George Lucas's birthday.
Anthony Daniels' birthday. It's
Steve-O might get this.
Really? Okay, so then it's not Mark Hamill, Harrison Ford, or Carrie Fisher. It's Billy Dee Williams' birthday. It's unless we're going prequels. Dang it. Ewan McGregor's birthday. It's Hayden Christensen's birthday. It's what's her name?
Natalie Portman.
Yeah, her.
Samuel Jackson.
Yeah.
No, it's got to be an obscure
Frank
character.
Oz.
He said might, so it's got to be an obscure character, right?
Frank Oz is obscure.
Not
it's
really.
Lawrence Kasdan's birthday. He's the director of Return of the Jedi.
Is it? I don't know. I have no idea. I couldn't even give you.
I'm waiting for Steve-O to say uncle.
Oh, is it Uncle? Is it Uncle Owen's birthday?
No, uncle. Like I give up.
I give up.
I don't
say
want.
Uncle.
I don't want to give up.
You want a hint?
Yes.
No.
I do.
No.
I would like a hint.
Sir, no, he's dead, and so is Grand Moff Tarkin.
David Prowse.
Ah, it's David Prowse.
Who is that?
The funny thing is, I was like, well, it could David Prowse or Peter Mayhew, because they were both costumed.
And?
Best known for playing the physical form of Darth Vader in the original Star Wars trilogy.
And hilarious if you actually listen to his lines before.
Oh, yeah, I've
absolutely amazing.
It's his birthday today.
Dang it!
He is 85.
What?
I don't know.
66.
78.
Oh, I was closer.
You were way closer.
I was closer.
Yep.
Anyway.
I thought for sure you'd get that.
You're part of the Rebel Spade of the Spay.
All right. She played in The Adventures of Robin Hood with Errol Flynn.
What else
Since
was she
neither
in?
Of you will get the... you know what? I'm not going to do that. You won't even get it.
Why?
Olivia de Havilland's birthday today.
Oh, yeah.
Olivia
yeah,
de
yeah.
who?
De really?
Yeah. De Havel who?
I'm ready for my close-up.
No.
Nope.
Mr. DeMille?
74.
86.
97.
Dang
wow.
It. Why wouldn't you warn us?
You know what I told you?
Errol
it was
Flynn.
With, yeah,
I mean,
Errol Flynn.
Really,
I don't know what else I could have said. Yeah,
I'm sorry. Who?
Yeah.
That's true. You wait, who to Errol Flynn?
Yeah,
are you
know.
Saying who to
what?
Errol Flynn?
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
Oh,
wow.
Okay.
Is this Baywatch?
Hasselhoff.
David Hasselhoff?
Hasselhoff.
It is Baywatch.
Hasselhoff.
Is it Pamela Anderson?
Pamela Anderson is turning age today.
Nice. That's exciting for her. She's got to be 50.
Dang it, because I was going to say late 40s.
What?
I was going to say like 47.
No.
So now I'm going to say 50 because...
No, hold on. Think about it like this. That movie, that show was like early 90s, right?
Yeah.
She had to have been her mid-20s.
Okay.
So yeah.
So like 45.
50.
I already said 50. Okay,
dang
fine.
It.
48. You take 50. 48.
Pamela Anderson turned 46 today.
Oh, man! You threw me off!
That's what I'm here
for. You threw me off, kid!
All right.
Just called you kid.
It's okay.
Steven's little girl, who's an actor now? Actress.
Actress.
Steven.
Bald.
Big lips. Steven.
Liv Tyler.
Liv Tyler's birthday.
Oh.
You couldn't. I got Lord of the Rings.
What? Lord of the Rings.
Empire Records.
Nah. Liv Tyler's birthday today.
That thing you do?
Yeah.
Armageddon.
34.
30. Oh, man. Gosh. Dang. 35.
36.
Dang it.
Gosh. You guys need to get some of these.
I'm trying.
I'm doing so good.
Currently trying.
Okay, I'll try to give you a hint.
She was also in those Aerosmith videos.
Oh,
that
yeah.
One, crazy.
Jaded. Wasn't she in Jaded?
Is this MASH?
Yeah.
Never seen MASH, so I'm going to say Alan Alda.
The only cast member of MASH to actually participate in the Korean War.
Alan Alda.
Nope.
The old guy.
Nope. That's Harry Morgan.
I don't know.
Alan Alda.
Jamie Farr.
Jamie Farr.
Jamie
he played the Lebanese guy that dressed like a woman to try to get out of being in the army.
That guy.
And he actually took part in the real...
Yeah.
He's 71.
77.
Jamie Farr turned 79 today.
Oh,
79. Wow.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah. These guys are all kind of getting up there.
Definitely.
Getting up there in age.
Never seen a single episode. It is Matthew Broderick's birthday.
Nope.
It is...
I don't know if you'll know his name.
The dude that played Cameron's birthday.
Yes.
He was in Spin City.
Yes.
And he's hilarious, and I don't know his real life
name. Alan Ruck.
Alan Ruck! Who is hilarious.
He is so funny.
Yes.
Let my Cameron go.
43.
Oh, man, you're right. He doesn't look like that. He's, like, not younger anymore. 48.
57.
Dang it.
Wow.
How much older is he than Matthew Broderick?
I think he's older because isn't Matthew, like, closer to my age?
Yeah, that's what I was kind of guessing.
That just threw me for a loop. Okay. Yeah.
All right. I don't know if you guys will know this or not.
Sympathy. No. It's Blondie's birthday.
Yeah.
Deborah Harry.
Just Blondie.
Of Blondie.
Nope.
She's got to be up there.
69.
What? Not that up there.
That's my guess.
58.
You're probably right.
365 days, she'll be 69.
Wow.
She just turned 68.
Dude, right
yeah,
there.
No doubt.
Rock Lobster.
The guy from the B-52s.
Fred Schneider.
He is
party.
He's got to be up there.
Oh, man.
Speaking of the B-52s, Saturday we went to Astro Zombies. Did not know what was going down on Saturday in Nob Hill. Turned into an interesting conversation with Jack and Luke.
All right.
Oh, yeah, it was definitely the parade.
Daddy, why are there a bunch of boys dressed like girls?
Was it Gay Pride Day?
Yeah, it was
the Pride Parade, that's what they call it.
Less clothes.
What made you say that when I played the B-52s?
Colored wings, I don't know.
It's Fred Schneider's birthday. How old's Fred today?
69.
Oh, man, 64.
62.
No! It's the Native American's birthday. Because you can't say birthday. Indian. It's the
I actually don't know which guy this is.
Construction worker's birthday.
I don't know which guy this is. We can look it up later.
So, speaking of the YMCA, this last Saturday.
Victor Willis's birthday today of the Village People.
Yeah. There was a Village of People this Saturday in Knob Hill. There's no need to feel
down. I said, young man. It's Victor Willis's birthday.
69.
Oh, 72.
Same age as Freddie's, 62.
Whoops.
60. 62. Yeah.
That was 10 years off.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
It happens. No, it happens. The best.
Got a couple more. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Here you go.
It's Saturday Night Live with Fred Armisen, except not anymore.
Kristen Wiig.
Original cast.
Dan Aykroyd.
Dan Aykroyd's birthday today.
I'm the smartest man alive!
Well, then guess his age.
62.
Dan Aykroyd is 69.
61.
Oh, man.
Dang it!
61.
That's a good guess there, Mish.
Thanks.
I only have one more birthday. I don't know if you guys are going to get this or not.
I'm going to for sure get it.
Pretty obscure.
Okay.
I'm going to get it,
he, actually, the first thing I ever saw this guy in was Glory.
Denzel Washington.
No. He played Matthew Broderick's friend who was a soldier. But not the guy who played the prince in The Princess Bride.
Never seen this movie, so I have no idea.
Oh, okay. He was in House and Homicide: Life on the Street.
Andre Brower, of course. He was in such movies as...
I would say he's got to be close to the same age. I'm guessing. Totally guessing, but close to Denzel's age.
56.
57.
One.
Ow!
I got to know how old Denzel is now. I was totally wrong.
Yeah, me too. That was our last birthday?
Yeah.
But I do have one inanimate object. I might even have some music
today
for that. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Music for...
That's cool.
Okay.
He's 58. Denzel's 58.
Huh.
I was closer.
On this day in 1912.
In 1963.
The Postal Service started running get this. In Detroit.
In 1963. Zip codes were introduced in the United States.
Wow.
Ooh.
That's a new thing.
That's crazy.
It's fairly new. Three years older than me.
I don't know. See, I said like 1912 or what. I was thinking it's got to be way older.
Well,
wrong.
Zip code day. And today is Canada Day, eh?
Yes, it is.
So hug a Canuckian.
Today is National, Moving Day in Montreal.
Happy Canada Day, yo.
Yes.
You're listening.
Yo.
Yo's Canadian.
I know.
Dual citizenship.
Today is also Moving Day in Montreal.
It is Moving Day in Montreal.
Canada.
Good job, Canada.
You did it.
There you go.
Canada. Canada is also one of the top places for fireworks shows.
Yeah.
I just know that.
Today is also International Joke Day. Got some good ones for you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, Steve, do you want to hear some international jokes?
Keep it clean.
Okay. are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Is everybody ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This better be good.
¿Cuál es el colmo de un gallo?
¿Qué?
Pedir lápiz teniendo plumas. Right? That was a good one. Just saying.
That was really
International
good.
Joke Day. We've got more where that came from right around the corner. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
On Static Radio.
Good morning. Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you.
Morning.
Happy Monday, everybody.
It is.
It is a very happy Monday for a lot of us. Unless your name happens to be Elizabeth Daly, in which case...
Who is that?
Not the happiest of days.
Okay.
That is a University of Virginia student who this last weekend got the surprise of her life.
Okay,
picture this. It's you and two girlfriends, all right?
Okay.
You're hanging out. You go to the store, pick up some cookie dough, some ice cream, and a case of water. Sounds like a notebook kind of night. You and the girls with some cookie dough and some ice cream. I don't know.
Something.
Eating
a movie,
your,
eating something
your
like that.
Woes away. I don't know.
Yeah.
So she's walking to her car with bottled water, cookie dough, and ice cream she just purchased from a grocery store. When a group of people clad in plain clothes approached her. So here's what happens next. An officer jumps on the hood of her car, draws a gun. They pull out badges, so she jumps into the car because they were showing, this is what she said, quote, they were showing unidentifiable badges after they approached us. We became frightened. They weren't wearing anything close to a uniform. I couldn't put my windows down unless I started my car, but when I started my car, they began yelling and screaming not to start the car, trying to break the windows, and one had a gun on her. Needless to say, they were terrified. So they started to try and take off. Well, that led to Elizabeth Daly spending a night and an afternoon in jail.
Oh my God.
Her initial offense? Walking to the car with bottled water, cookie dough, and ice cream. It was a group of state alcoholic beverage control agents, and they thought that her case of water was beer that she purchased, even though you weren't supposed to buy beer at the time.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's how they reacted.
So they jumped on the hood of her car, pulled guns, tried to break her window. Yeah, she apologized profusely when she realized who the agents were, but it wasn't good enough for them, who charged her with three felonies, and she spent a day and a half in jail. Obviously, prosecutors have since withdrawn those charges.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Because it was
not a
bottled water.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that? You're like coming out of the store. It's like you and a couple of your friends and you got some bottled water. It's like, everybody get on the ground now. Blah, 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 blah. Like, I guess I'm one of those people that just would have stopped. Like, okay, all right, no need to. What's up? I don't know what you think I
no, you
could have been avoided.
Okay. Out of all of this, I'm glad it escalated to that. Because those jerks were, okay, even if someone did buy alcohol and they weren't supposed to.
Right.
There's no reason they should have ever responded like that.
Jumped on the car, pulled guns.
Yeah, are you kidding me? I'm glad that it's been brought to light.
Now she turns her car on and they start trying to break the window to get in because, you know, they thought she was going to drive off with a, you know, a 12 or a beer.
Right? It's not even, okay, so apparently they weren't supposed to sell it at that time?
I guess not. A group of state alcohol and beverage control agents.
Shouldn't they contact this grocery store that is selling
it? Well, without evidence, then they wouldn't have anything. She was their evidence, and the evidence was about to get away. And when you're on the job, you only have one thing in mind, securing the evidence, all right? You jump on the hood of that 1995 whatever she was driving. PT Cruiser.
Honda. She's going to be driving a Honda.
Honda Civic.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh. To be a person in the parking lot, like walking into a grocery store to see that would have been fantastic.
Awful.
I know. It's really bad for her.
That really angers me.
She spent the night and part of the next day in jail.
Like, you didn't actually let me read the story off air.
No, I didn't want you to because I knew you would have been furious. To the trooper's benefit, it was a blue carton of LaCroix sparkling water. I mean, come on.
LaCroix.
LaCroix.
C-R-O-I-X.
LaCroix.
LaCroix.
We sell it in SoCo, LaCroix.
There's a blue carton of LaCroix.
LaCroix.
Sparkling water. Looked like a 12-pack of beer, said one of the officers. So, you know, they have to do their job. Their due diligence.
Oh,
hello.
My gosh.
She was purchasing illegal drugs.
So did this blow up and make crazy news?
Oh, yeah. It was all... Actually, the first time I saw this was on Yahoo. I read this yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Because, poor thing, she was trying to get in the car, and they jumped on the hood. They pulled guns. I want to know the other half of the story, though. You know what I mean? It's like, did they really walk up to her and say, get on the ground, blah, blah, because she had, like, a 12-er, or did they approach
like, no,
her,
go
and
away.
She was like, no, this is my cookie dough. I don't know why she would do that.
Did she actually have cookie dough? Was
she
that
had
like
cookie
a
dough. Okay. Yeah, cookie dough, ice cream, and LaCroix. 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 LaCroix.
LaCroix.
LaCroix.
LaCroix.
LaCroix sparkling water. She had some LaCroix sparkling water.
No wonder they thought it was alcohol.
Yeah.
She was getting crunk.
She was getting crunk. She was getting LaCroix, if you will.
Yeah.
It is International Choke Day. So, yep. I don't know. I feel bad, but at the same time, you wonder what the whole story is. Why would an officer just pull a gun, jump on the hood of her car, try and shatter her window? I don't know.
I want to know the full story now.
Either way, there's no reason why the officers should have responded that way. And how did she end up spending a full day and a half in jail when it turned out she just had sparkling water
on her? And where was this?
I don't know. University of Virginia.
Oh, so Virginia.
Student. So, yeah.
In Virginia.
In Virginia. They're really particular, you know, in the upstate places, they're really particular about their sparkling water.
Right.
It's Perrier only.
Let's be honest. Wait, no, that's not sparkling water.
What is this, New Hampshire?
These were some of the things they were screaming right. at her.
In their white polos
yeah.
and khakis.
Yeah.
Not dressed like officers in any way, shape, or
in
form.
Unidentifiable badges.
Yeah. You ready to take our first look at traffic?
Oh, of course, I am. Don't worry, there's only construction work on Alameda between San Pedro and I-25 Service Road. More construction work at Barstow at San Francisco and Unser and I-40. And apparently, look, I can find the speed limit.
Huh?
I didn't know that.
There you go. Good job.
It's congested both ways on Paseo near I-25.
Okay.
And that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. It's 505-338-3669.
Are we going to call them?
Heck yeah, we're calling him.
That's so exciting.
I want to know.
Can you help me?
If they sell this evil sparkling
water. Solomon's Porch, Michael here.
Michael. Good morning, dear friend.
Good morning, friends.
Welcome to the show. We're fantastic.
Good.
Our day is going to be even more fantastic or less fantastic, depending upon how you answer the next question.
Oh, boy. Here it comes.
Does Solomon's Porch participate and or sell illicit sparkling water?
Illicit?
Yes.
Sparkling?
Illicit sparkling water that can land people in jail. Are you party to LaCroix? LaCroix sparkling water. Do you sell it? Is your water sparkling? Is it LaCroix? Is it LaCroix?
Oh, crud. Okay,
do you have LaCroix?
Like, he's speaking a foreign language. What is he saying? Am I under arrest? Is this
exactly.
Interesting.
It's interesting you would say that.
No.
Michael, if you're privy to some information,
do we sell that?
You know,
you got to be honest. That?
Totally honest. That's our motto. Really? No, that's not actually our motto. But, no, we don't have the, you know, like with a C-R-O-I-X.
Yeah. Yeah, the sparkling water.
No.
You don't sell it?
We don't actually.
You used to?
We have Perrier, though.
I bought it. You used to sell it. I bought it there.
You did. We did. We did sell it.
And but then they found out it was illicit sparkling
so
water.
Like, we can't sell that anymore.
Thank you, SoPo, for being upstanding.
Well, you're welcome. We have to do what we have to do, you know?
Yeah.
You know.
I like that he followed up with, we sell Perrier.
Yeah. Apparently some alcoholic beverage control agents jumped on the hood of a lady's car when she purchased some LaCroix sparkling water. LaCroix. LaCroix. And thought it was they thought she was buying some beer, I guess, at a time when you're not supposed to buy beer. But it turned out it was just sparkling water.
Gotcha.
The joke was on them or her.
She's lucky.
Because she spent a day and a half in jail. So, yeah. Yeah, till they could get to the bottom of it.
Wow. If this was in Colorado, I'm going to laugh.
No, Virginia.
Okay.
So we're good.
Okay.
We're good.
Supposed to be way smarter over there.
I feel like I need to have some Perrier this morning now because of that.
Do you like Perrier?
I don't. I'll drink it, like if that's
like
all there is.
Water?
Yeah, I'll take it.
Perrier?
No, I don't really want any, though. No.
I want
the Captain Americano.
Captain Americano.
It's the week of 4th of July. I'm celebrating my independence from the aliens with some refreshing Captain Americano. It was amazing.
I saw that movie.
I still thank our president, Will Smith, for
That's not our... He wasn't the
hand.
President.
No, he is now because we voted him in thanks to all of his heroic actions.
Did you know... In all seriousness, Independence Day is going to happen, but Will Smith is too expensive, so they can't get him.
Yeah, Bill Pullman's coming back, somebody else. Who else? Somebody else is coming back. They already signed on, but not Will Smith. He said, nope, you can't afford me.
Do you know who
me.
The little girl is? The daughter? The president's daughter?
No.
Do you remember who?
Natalie Portman.
No, do you know who she was back in the first movie?
No.
Mae Whitman.
I don't know who that is.
She is one of the seven evil exes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's cool. No clue.
Nah, I'm lost here.
Okay.
Independence Day 2, cool.
Yeah.
Wow. That'll be pretty cool.
It's going to be awesome.
It's like wink, wink, Halo. What? That makes no sense.
Today we celebrate our Independence Day again. Because it's the second time.
Although they cannot replicate another speech as awesome as the one the president did right before they went off and flew into battle. That was awesome.
This is true. This is quite true. Bill Pullman, you're our hero.
Yeah.
And not really our hero, but I mean, you know.
Yeah, no, close
That's
enough.
The only All alien right. movie I got through. No. Anyway.
Thank you for not selling illicit sparkling water.
You know, you're welcome. I wouldn't want to get tackled by, you know, APD.
And you would. They pulled guns. It was crazy. It was scary. So, Solomon's Porch, how we love you.
Oh, everybody else.
Can we get two of those pink teas?
All pink teas.
Two pink teas.
Unsweetened.
She's double fisting it today.
Yep.
All sweet tea.
Two pink teas, gotcha. Okay.
And no, you got...
Teas.
Yep.
That's it?
Yep.
All right,
double Americano and two pink teas, right?
Yes.
All right, guys, we'll see you in a bit.
All right.
There
you go. Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvert campus. You need to be careful with all that tea intake.
I know, I need to be really careful.
Just saying. On the way, International Joke Day. We've got more for you.
Yes, we do.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning on Static Radio.
Please enjoy.
Good morning.
Oh. There you are.
What?
I had no idea that the volume was
up. Oh, really?
I had no idea. Good morning.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you on International Joke Day.
Today is probably my favorite day of the year because it's International Joke Day.
Because it's July 1st and it's the best month ever?
Yeah, no.
I got to be honest, though. No. When I was a kid, July, I mean, that was it. It was summer. My birthday month was fantastic. 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
But as I'm older, I still have to work.
It's true.
And it's really, really hot right now.
And were you one of those kids that enjoyed your birthday being on the summer? Because I was always happy my birthday was during the year.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was less happy because, you know, during the year, everybody got the cupcakes at school, you know?
Exactly.
And the...
I got special attention
come,
that day.
And everybody's saying happy birthday, and you get, like, extra presents because your classmates knew it was your birthday.
They'd bring you something.
And then, like, the last day of school, they'd have, like,
Community
one
cupcakes.
Thing of cupcakes for, like, all the summer kids. I'm like, this isn't special. This isn't for me. Yeah, no.
It was your fault.
Yeah.
Your fault.
Oh, totally. It was totally my fault.
It is.
It was totally my fault for being born in July.
Mm-hmm.
It's International Joke Day.
It is.
I can't do that one.
Oh, the friend. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I can't really do this.
Yes, you can.
Either. Okay, ready?
I believe in you. It's International Joke Day.
Oh, this one. This one. I can do this one.
Yeah.
Un clown dit à son médecin.
Uh-huh.
Docteur, je me sens trop.
Is that how I laugh?
Yeah.
Okay, good. That was a good one.
Yeah, I like
it's
that
the clown,
one.
The clown and the doctor. Is clown talking to his doctor,
yeah.
right?
Want to know what it was?
Yes, please.
In English?
Yeah.
It's a clown story.
Oh, okay.
A clown says to his doctor, "Doctor, I feel funny."
And the doctor says...
No, nothing, because the clown said to his doctor, "Doctor, I feel funny."
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
That's all you said?
Uh-huh.
Ah. Because
he feels...
funny because he's a clown.
Those jokes are way less good.
Well,
International Joke Day, if you got a joke in another language...
Call us.
Feel free to call us. Keep my finger on the button, though, because, man, you got to be careful with those Swahili jokes.
I know, especially the Swahili ones.
Yeah, right? I don't
borderline.
Speak Swahili. Yeah.
Who's that one right
Oh,
there?
Yes, of course. I feel like I should have pre-read these. Not because they're bad, but because I don't speak O. Well, this one, that's German. I can't do that one if I tried. How about one in English?
Okay.
Well, did you hear about the Mexican train killer?
No.
He had locomotives. International joke day.
That one was in English.
That's
for all
okay.
of us.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. I don't know who comes up with what day it is, but 3.5 minutes. We'll take another peek at traffic to get you there. Come when Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning?
Static.
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning. Phone for the whole family. On Static Radio.
Hey, Michelle.
Yeah.
¿Por qué los elefantes no pueden jugar al tenis?
¿Qué?
¿Por qué no hay zapatillas redondas? It's International Joke Day.
Every person who speaks Spanish out there is
like
disgusted with you.
Like, disgusted with me? What do you mean?
Because they don't know.
Oh, because of my terrible accent?
And probably because K wasn't appropriate.
No, that's why.
Was that good?
I asked why.
Oh.
Why can't the elephant play tennis? That's
but
what
K
I asked.
Means what? For, oh, it's why. You're right. Never mind. I don't speak Spanish.
Por
I'm
qué?
Sorry.
For why?
For why?
Why? That's why. You were correct, bro.
I'm sorry. I need to go back to Spanish 1. So...
Speaking of Spanish 1.
Yeah?
Going back to childhood. Pixar movies.
Ah.
The new one released recently. In fact, my boys proclaimed it was the best one they've ever seen. I don't know.
You guys already saw this?
I have not.
Have they?
My children went and saw it this last week.
Oh,
Monsters
cool.
University, the
yeah.
new one. They're like, you gotta see it. My favorite part. No. No, because if you tell me anything about it, that's going to make me wait longer. I don't want to see it.
I bet they told you anyway.
They've done a really good job. They haven't told me anything about it after that. They're like, okay, because we want to see it. Okay. They want to see it again. They went and saw it with Grandma and Grandpa, because Grandma and Grandpa don't have to work as much as Dad and Mom, so Grandma and Grandpa get to spoil them in the summer and take them to do all the great things, so we miss out on half the kids' movies that come out in the summer.
So?
Not as cool. However, according to a recent survey... They asked a bunch of kids what their favorite Pixar movie is. I was a little surprised at the number one kids' choice for favorite Pixar movie of all of them. There's been a lot of great Pixar movies.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Static.
Good morning. So today is International Joke Day.
It is. Yeah.
Could it be International TV Commercial Slogan Day also?
Maybe.
Okay. Okay. Vaša kiska kupuje diviska.
English, please.
No, you're supposed to say why.
Why?
Huh? Why?
No,
your cat would buy whiskas.
Really? That's what you just told us?
Yeah.
In what language?
Russian.
Ah, Russian.
Say it again.
Vaša kiska kupuje diviska.
You sound like a bad guy bounty hunter from Star Wars.
Could be.
Vaša biska dubika. That was pretty good. It's pretty good.
Thank you.
I must say. Thank you for the call.
Okay.
All right. Static.
Hey, Daddy.
Hey, kiddo.
So, about Monsters, Inc., you were wrong. Grandma and Papa just didn't take us. It was a field trip.
Oh, it was a field trip.
Thank you.
Thank you for correcting me. Man, I'm so wrong. So wrong all the time at life.
Yep.
Thank you for always being right, son.
It was a field trip.
So, okay, kiddo, I'm glad you're on the line because they rated all these Pixar movies.
Now, I'm not just going to ask you Pixar. All right, you ready for this?
What?
What is your all-time favorite kids movie? All-time favorite.
The Hobbit counts.
The Hobbit can count. I read that book as a child.
Yeah, and you are a
And you are a kid, and you saw that movie, therefore, The Hobbit counts. Okay.
Oh. All right. You really like The Hobbit? Are you excited? Are you excited for the next one?
Yeah.
That one looks way better than this past one.
What?
It totally looks way better.
Don't listen to her, son. She's a girl. So would you say that's your favorite movie?
Huh?
That's your favorite of all movies you've seen?
Well, I don't know.
Didn't you see Man of Steel?
Okay.
I think that's in second place behind Man of Steel.
Okay.
There you go. That's my child.
Yep.
Not necessarily a kid's movie, but what about Duke? Is he there?
Yeah.
Can't leave my other son out.
Okay.
There's Brody. There's Brody. He's trying to get words in, but he can't.
Yeah, you want to talk to Brody?
No, I want to talk to Luke, please. Brody will try and eat the phone, and I will get mad once again. Slobber in the iPhone. It's not cool.
He doesn't want to talk.
Luke doesn't want to talk?
Nope.
Ask him what his favorite movie is.
Huh?
Ask him what his favorite movie is.
He said Monsters University.
Monsters University. Okay. It's a good one. He's like his mother. I love you, kiddo.
Love you, too.
Have fun at kids camp.
Hold on. So, I heard it was International Joke Day.
It is International Joke Day. Do you know any jokes in French?
Or Spanish?
Russian?
I don't even know French.
English.
Or Mexican.
Or Mexican.
International Joke Day.
That's my son. He's so learned in culture. He's so learned in culture.
I only know jokes in English.
In English.
Okay. Can you say that with a slight accent?
Not Espanol.
There we go. Gracias, amigo.
Okay, go for
All right.
It.
Got a joke?
I don't know.
Wow, you were really not prepared. This is horrible. So I'm going to teach you about good radio someday. This is not it. So this is an actual working lesson.
How could you say that to your kid?
Oh, I think you're wonderful.
I adore you, son. Have a fantastic day.
You too.
Have fun at camp. I'll see you this weekend, okay?
Okay.
Don't grow up too fast. I'll miss you. Take care of your little brother.
What?
Take care of your brother.
Okay.
What's my number one rule for you two?
Have fun.
That's like number three. That was mom's number one rule. What was dad's number one rule? Come on.
Stay close to adults. I'm guessing.
Why are you lying? You're like making stuff up. We had the talk last night. It was like this great father-son talk. And I said, son, number one, what do you guys have to do? You guys have to stick together. Don't leave your brother out. And what are you guys supposed to do every day since daddy's not there to do it with you?
Pray.
There you go. Man.
But Corey said the second most important rule is drink water and poop. And... Well, that's what he said.
That's what my nephew says. These are camp
like
rules.
Barely bathrooms.
Right.
He's like,
so at any chance you
so
have,
any
you
chance
go.
You have, there you go. What was his number one rule?
His number one rule was dressing up nice for the ladies.
Yeah, that's not the rule.
That's not what camp is about.
That is not what camp. Yeah, that's right. Good. I'm glad.
I don't know why I would ever bring a tuxedo.
Right. Because when you dress nice for the ladies, you need a tuxedo. Son, this has been my favorite interview of all time. I love you. Have a great week.
You too.
All right. I'll see you later.
Okay.
My kid. Love him. He's good people.
That was like a mixture between the most amazing call and the most disastrous call I've ever been a part of.
Oh, man.
win.
I'm
all right.
Crying. That was so funny.
Best kids movie of all time. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Depending on which Jeter you talk to, one son says Monsters University. They ranked the best Pixar movies according to kids. Number one, Monsters, Inc. That came in number one.
Yeah. Crazy. But I mean, I understand it's a heartfelt, heartwarming.
Here's a crazy number two, Toy Story 3. That movie made me cry.
I cried.
Yeah, speaking of crying, number three, Up.
I cried.
I think we all walked out of there like depressed. I was like, okay.
Yep, that's me. That's me. I'm not doing anything what I want with my life.
That was awful. See, number five, The Incredibles. Heck yeah.
Heck yeah. I definitely own that movie and watch it regularly.
What is your favorite kids movie of all time? Doesn't have to be Pixar. Static. Hey.
Oh, John. I want to say my favorite kids movie.
All right, favorite kids movie.
Mine would probably say Wall-E.
Wall-E? Wow. Yeah. Are you environmentally aware? Do you recycle?
Yeah.
It's not what that movie was about.
That's what that movie was about. Humans destroyed Earth because we don't recycle. We don't take care of each other. So take care of each other and recycle, okay?
Yeah.
Have a great day.
You just totally deflated her.
Okay. What?
I said, feel free to add your own, but then I unchecked the option where they can't add their own to vote. So.
Why would you do that?
Because I just wanted to.
You should totally delete it and redo it. They have to be able to add their own.
They can just do this.
Oh.
Like Gail did. She says Toy Story.
No!
The original Toy Story. That original Toy Story came out when I was, I was probably like six.
Yeah, I was going to say, because I saw that movie at the movie theater opening weekend.
16?
I was in high school, yeah.
Man.
Yeah, my nephew says Toy Story 1. That was a good one.
Heck yeah.
Let's see what's last on the list. Oh, okay. Guess what the least favorite is, according to kids.
That made it to the list.
Favorite
so it's at least
Pixar.
Good.
Well, all of them are on the list. They ranked all of them in
least
order.
Least favorite Pixar?
Least favorite. Yeah.
Pixar.
Yeah.
Brave?
Nope.
Really?
Nope.
Yeah. Brave would make it.
Wall-E ranked in 10th. Brave was 11th. This one comes in at number 14th, last on the list. Come on, I believe in you. What is the least favorite Pixar movie by kids? I'm shocked it's not
A Bug's Life.
A Bug's Life.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Good job. I love A Bug's Life.
Oh. Yeah.
Was it because it's so long ago?
Maybe. A Bug's Life. 1998. Cars came in 13th. Finding Nemo was 12th.
That should have been one.
These kids.
That should have been number one.
Are raised poorly.
Okay, think about it like this. Not to lessen the opinion of your nine-year-old,
yeah.
But his favorite movie is Man of Steel and The Hobbit, two movies he just recently saw.
Yeah, I was going to say Cars 2 ranked higher than Cars, maybe,
yeah,
you know.
Cars was definitely better than Cars 2.
Yeah. Static. Static.
I am a beautiful little butterfly.
Right? It's a fantastic movie.
A good movie.
Y'all just got me pumped. That's all it was.
What's your favorite kids movie of all time?
Of all time?
Yeah.
Probably The Jungle Book.
Jungle Book?
Dude.
Oh.
I love that movie.
Dude, totally. Never seen it.
He's never seen it.
I've never seen The Jungle Book.
Shut your face.
Never seen The Jungle Book.
Take
I'm sorry.
It and let it implode on itself and then unravel it and watch The Jungle Book.
I liked it better when it was called The Lion King.
No, because The Jungle Book was
totally
first.
Different. You don't even know.
There's
you're
a bunch of animals
words,
that sing and talk.
Know.
Bagheera.
They're in like crazy places. One's in the jungle and one's in the jungle.
You're a ruiner of all things.
Lion King.
One's in the jungle and one's on the Sahara. All right.
Whatever.
Totally different.
Different.
Totally different.
Totally.
Gosh,
totally.
You need to watch The Jungle Book. I'm legitimately upset with
Why?
You.
Why? I watched Tailspin.
You watched Tailspin,
totally
but you
different.
Didn't watch Jungle Book?
No, Tailspin, because the bear guy from The Jungle Book was in Tailspin, right?
Nope.
Wasn't he a pilot? Mowgli?
Nope.
Right? That was
no,
the name?
No, see, that's why you don't know. You're talking falsities. You're like...
Blue! The bear was Blue.
Blue the bear. Yeah,
Blue the bear.
Yeah,
Blue the bear. He was the pilot.
So when the movie came out, it was like a broom, man. It swept the nation. It was awesome.
It was.
It swept the nation. I'd never seen it.
Bear necessities. No. You don't know.
It's because it came out in like the 50s, bro.
Never seen it. Sorry, guys.
The Jungle Book, you were like fetal. You were
Sorry.
Not even...
You weren't even...
you're probably not even that old.
So then, and then they remade it and called it Tarzan, right?
No!
No, not the, like, 3D, like the cartoon, the Jungle Book.
Mm-hmm.
The cartoon, oh my gosh.
No, I know, there was a cartoon, remember? Rosie O'Donnell was in it.
Oh my gosh.
And it was a Disney movie, and yeah. It was called Tarzan.
Yeah, we don't talk about that
and
one.
It was,
no.
Didn't she play Turk? She played Turk.
I just found out my brother-in-law's all-time favorite movie is The Jungle Book.
See?
Apparently I'm in trouble because I've never seen it.
What about Shrek? Shrek was pretty good.
Shrek was terrible.
I honestly, you're going to hate me. I don't like Shrek.
I've only ever seen the first one. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Oh, donkey. Come on. How are you? That's awful, both of you.
Yeah.
I'm really hurt.
I apologize. All right. Okay, I still love you, bro.
Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Need some jokes, yeah?
There you go. Yeah, jokes. International Joke Day.
It is.
There you go. Jungle Book.
That is the movie.
I'm sorry. I've never seen it. What is your all-time favorite kids movie? According to a survey, they asked kids. Dude, Monsters, Inc. number one, that came out in 2001. So maybe there's a little something to Monsters, Inc., their staying power. I'm not going to lie, that movie gets me every time.
Every time!
But of course, I think every Pixar movie gets me every time because it's Pixar.
It's Pixar, they can turn, do that.
I was about to say they can make me cry over a toaster, but they did. It's called The Brave Little Toaster.
Yep,
yeah, thanks,
sure
Disney.
Did.
Thanks, bro. Yeah. So we'll take a quick break. Coming back, your all-time favorite kids' movies. Post it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning. Making your commute suck less.
Are we there yet?
No.
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 Are we there
well,
yet?
As much as we can anyway. 6 to 10 on Static Radio.
Ah, yes. Woo! Welcome to Static Radio. Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you. Talking favorite kids movie of all time.
Favorite ever.
Is Back to the Future a kids movie?
Yeah.
Is Return of the Jedi a kids movie?
No, Back to the Future is not a kids movie. With the stuff that goes down in that movie and the language, not a kids movie.
Right. That's
kind of like The Goonies is not an acceptable kids movie.
It's not. I still want to fight whoever told me that Super 8 was a totally acceptable kids movie.
No, they all the kids cursed.
Because we picked it up and about 20 minutes in, it was like, all right, Gita Boys, you're done watching this one.
You know, the only exception I will make for Sandlot. Kids, it is Sandlot.
Maybe that's why I don't love Sandlot, because everybody told me how great it was for kids movie, and we watched it, but there were a few times where I was like, oh, okay. This wouldn't be aired on ABC Family.
Okay.
Actually, nowadays, it would be.
And I learned a lot from that movie. I learned that you cannot chew tobacco and go on a ride. A carnival ride.
Carnival ride?
Yeah. From that movie.
Oh, yeah.
Because you will throw up.
You really will. Yeah. Or just chewing tobacco in general.
And you can't swallow it either because you'll throw up.
Oh. All right. Favorite kids movie. See, that's my problem is all my kids movies when I was a kid. Raiders of the Lost Ark. Melting Faces.
Some language. Some violence.
Yes. Can I do Return of the Jedi?
Violence.
Yeah, but it's lightsaber violence.
You grew up with it. It's not real
violence. It's Return of the Jedi. It's like the greatest movie of all time.
Do people die?
Well, yeah, I mean, when you think about it, the Death Star was still being constructed, so there was a lot of laborers, there was construction, there were contractors.
But you know what?
So when that thing blew up, it wasn't just bad guys. It was people with families.
No.
In space, there are still contractors. There are still construction workers. And the whole Death Star blew up, boom.
Why did you get that accent?
Because in space, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
It's International Joke Day. And the phone lines are jammed. Static!
Good morning, it's Sunny.
Hey, Sunny.
Okay, I have two. One is Where the Red Fern Grows.
Okay.
Oh, is that a movie?
Yeah, they made a movie out of it.
I just read the book
just
and
in case
cried.
You didn't want to, read enough tears, you could see enough tears. Gosh.
And the other one is Dumbo!
That one always broke my heart, too.
I still don't really understand that movie. Saw it sober.
So, there's two to cry over.
There you go. It's true.
Have a good one.
You too.
Whatever, dude. First 2 minutes of Finding Nemo, bawling.
Yeah, no, I was so surprised.
Like, oh, so that's how this one's going to go.
I was about 14 when I saw that, and I was just, Oh, I couldn't believe how
something
much I cried.
Something about Pixar, dude. Every single movie.
They get you.
Static!
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, the best kid movie ever that my husband and I still, like, we had to show our kids and we still watch to this day is The Neverending Story.
There it is.
Really? You like it as an adult, too?
Yes, I love it.
You're
not
so one
much
of the
second
few.
One, but the first one was amazing, and I still love it.
See, I put that one on the list and said, hey, Neverending Story. When my kids are a little older, because my wife was always like, oh, but the nothing and the wolf, and we should wait because it might scare them. And then we watched it, and about halfway through, my kids were like, boring! And I'm like, right? What happened? It was awful. I bought it because I'm like, you don't understand. This is like the greatest movie of all time. And Falcor, when he talks, his mouth doesn't even like move with the actual like voice work.
Yeah.
That's how we were with Fraggle Rock. Like, I remember that show being so awesome.
Right?
And then we tried watching it with my kids, and we could not even watch a whole episode.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
I was like ripped off as a kid, apparently, because, man, I thought it was, of course, maybe it just depends, because I grew up loving Neverending Story, but I also grew up loving Empire Strikes Back, and there's some moments where Luke Skywalker is training, and Yoda is on his back talking, and it's obvious that it is a puppet that is not moving.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, whatever.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for the call. 505-338-3700.
This is the one I've been holding out on. Peter Pan.
Yeah, my sister-in-law texted and said that is her all-time favorite.
Favorite.
Yeah.
I was Peter Pan for Halloween once.
You were?
My 16th birthday party, which was my very first birthday party that I ever had, my friends made it for, they pretty much got it, the whole thing for me. Peter Pan themed.
Peter Pan.
I love Peter Pan.
Which is hilarious, because you'd think you'd want to like dress up like Tinkerbell, but nope, you want to dress up like a boy.
Whoa,
so
I'm a little
out.
Bit...
Mitch.
I had short hair, and I looked awesome.
Tinkerbell has short hair, doesn't she?
It's blonde.
Yeah, okay. Static.
Good morning, how are you today?
Good
Fantastic,
morning.
How are you?
So, I have one kid movie to refer to, Fox and the Hound.
Fox and the Hound!
I watched that the other day.
Oh, man.
Awesome. I cried.
However, though, I have to say something to you, Steve-O.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure you know what I'm going to refer to. All those contractors and construction workers, they knew the situation that they were getting into. They knew it was a liability. So, it just goes with it. I'm just saying.
I love that.
Understand what they're working on.
This is true.
It be casualties of war or not, still.
True story. Fantastic. You too. I know exactly what he was referencing. It's beautiful.
I don't know what it is.
Good people.
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning.
I bet they put all the stuff that sucks on in the morning just to, like, get us to go to school.
I think it's working.
Static Radio.
Good morning.
Morning.
Happy Monday, everybody. We are T-minus 30 minutes away from, cover to cover.
And we're not giving you a choice.
We're not. Our dear friend Hoyt emailed in some really good requests. And of the five, we picked one. We'll be doing some Blindside this morning.
Yes.
It's a Blindside kind of day.
Kind of is.
It's a summery day, taking you all the way back to 2002. Silence, still probably one of the greatest rock records of all time.
So good.
For realsies.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be doing that coming up at 9 o'clock. Until then, it is International Joke Day. It is also Favorite Kids Movie Day. No, it's not. however, a survey was taken with a bunch of children asking what their favorite kids movie done by Pixar was. Number one, Monsters, Inc. Number 14, or last, Bug's Life.
Which is really disappointing, because I love that movie.
Yeah, but okay, let me get you like the list, and then tell me, really, Bug's Life is better than any of these movies? Where are you, list? Where are you?
I haven't seen some of them.
Really?
Yeah.
You haven't seen every single Pixar movie ever,
no,
all time?
I haven't seen WALL-E.
You haven't seen WALL-E?
I have not seen WALL-E.
I'm going to have to let you borrow WALL-E.
You have to let me borrow three movies so far. I have them on the list.
Really?
Yeah.
There's a couple I haven't seen.
Pixar movies?
Yeah.
And you're telling me that
I know.
I'm so
I was thinking about it, and then I realized, oh, wait, they did a couple sequels that I was not interested in that my kids went and saw without me.
Yeah, I haven't seen Cars 2.
I haven't seen Cars 2.
But I heard it was okay.
Yeah, my kids love it. But they're kids. What do they know?
What do they know?
All right. Best Pixar movies as chosen by kids. Number one, Monsters, Inc.
Okay.
Number two, Toy Story 3.
Okay. Why not Toy Story 1?
Number three was Up. Number four, Monsters University, which is first on the list for me of haven't seens.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one.
Number five, The Incredibles, which if they're going to make sequels, honestly, come it on, needs, people.
They set that one up.
Incredibles really needs a sequel.
Jack-Jack, hello.
Number six, Toy Story, the original.
Okay.
Number seven was Cars 2.
I haven't seen that one.
Yeah. Number eight, Ratatouille. I
haven't seen that one.
You haven't seen Ratatouille?
No.
I feel like you would enjoy Ratatouille.
Maybe.
Ratatouille? You haven't seen Ratatouille?
No.
Wow. Number nine, Toy Story 2.
Okay.
Number 10, Wall-E.
I haven't seen that one.
Number 11, Brave.
Yeah, I saw that one.
Skipped out on that one.
Yeah.
I have it at home. A buddy of mine let me borrow it. I need to watch it.
It's pretty much probably what you're going to expect.
Yeah, exactly. Number 12 was Finding Nemo.
I love that.
Number 13 was Cars.
Okay.
Number 14, A Bug's Life.
I've only not seen four.
The funny thing is my favorites aren't on this list.
What's your favorites?
Wreck-It Ralph, which was Disney. Yeah.
But was it Disney Pixar or just Disney?
Well, now it's different. So it's like, well, no, because Monsters University. So apparently it wasn't Pixar because okay. It's not on this list. And right. If it was on this list, it
Man,
should be.
Man, I loved Wreck-It Ralph.
Wreck-It Ralph. And one that was absolutely not Pixar. It was while they were still split, but it was a Disney movie, which is my personal favorite, Meet the Robinsons.
I did not see
that. That is my favorite. Oh, it's my favorite.
What was that
I
one
will
about?
Let you borrow it.
What was that one about?
The Robinsons. The Robinson
meeting
family.
Them? Meeting them?
I'm not going to ruin any of it.
Okay.
I'm not telling you anything about it.
Okay.
I'm going to make you borrow it, though, and you have to watch it.
Okay.
It's my personal favorite.
I believe you.
What's your personal favorite kids movie? Facebook.com/MyStack.
Melvin says Treasure Planet, but I've never seen that or heard of it.
Really?
Yeah.
I've heard of it. I've never seen it.
You can't get fresher than this.
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning on Static Radio.
Not gonna happen. Good morning. 8:45.
Time.
Speaking of 8:45.
Oh, in cars.
It's a really, really good time to do this.
Get it? Because you're playing the cars.
And we're talking about Pixar movies.
And it's... Oh, this is all
boom!
What?
Interconnected.
Now? Yes, it was more than just a... segue from beginning to this.
Is, there you go.
There's construction work on Alameda between San Pedro and I-25, as well as Barstow at San Francisco. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Every time I think of cars... I think of my dear friend Joey, who will forever make fun of me because of the first time we saw cars. We all went and saw it. We took our kids. By the way, welcome to Steve-O and Mitch.
Hey.
Pixar movies, they got ranked according to a bunch of kids. Cars came in 13th.
Which is weird. I thought it would be
14.
Higher for kids.
First time I saw it, I would have ranked it dead last.
Because he didn't like it.
Funny thing is, I love that movie. However, forever, I'm going to be linked to it because we walked out of there and everybody's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And me being me, I feel like I was acting like your brother-in-law who walked out of the movie and said, I don't know, man. It just seemed very unrealistic because everybody knows that a car's eyes are its headlights.
Wait a second.
I mean, who decided that the eyes were going to be on the windshield? That is so unrealistic. I mean, come on.
Because cars talking is so realistic.
Right. Well, and obviously their eyes are their headlights. Hello. My brother had a Miata. They used to blink at each other. That's actually true.
Oh, my God!
You know how you see guys on motorcycles and they, like, wave at each other? Miata people will go blink, blink with their little headlights.
Oh, my God!
That's a Miata thing. I have no idea. Stever.
Hey.
Hey.
You know what I kind of found interesting in listening to this?
Yeah.
the two big rides that they have at California Adventure.
Yeah.
Cars.
Yeah.
And Bug's Life.
Yeah.
That's not a big ride, but it's a, you know.
It's true.
Popular.
Yeah.
And
they made it. They made that
ride.
And
they're way down the list.
Yeah,
know?
13th and 14th. Yeah. That's interesting.
I don't trust the survey. I don't trust it.
Do you not trust the survey or the kids?
I don't trust
the kids. Let's be honest.
Kids, you're right. It's true.
It's a good point from Stever. Pixar movies, you know. I don't know. Apparently, they're not the best anymore. But...
Well, I think they tried to do something different with Brave, and they saw it backfire.
Yeah.
Because it took them like 6 years to make Brave.
Because of her hair?
Because of her hair.
Yeah.
And just all the detail they put into it, and then they chose a completely different storyline than we're used to.
Yeah.
There was no love interest. And it wasn't like a
You know, I'm okay with that in kids' movies.
Well, it's just usually there is.
I know. I'm just saying.
Usually there is, and I don't catch it.
Like, yeah.
Just because when I was a kid, I did not think I needed to go find my Aladdin.
Right.
But
favorite kids
which
movie.
Is really funny because my husband can look like Aladdin.
He really can. Dude, you guys got to do that for Halloween this year.
I know. It's actually my plan.
That would be hilarious.
I'll be Jasmine.
I mean,
I'm growing out my hair.
He just needs hammer pants and a vest.
And a hat.
Yeah.
A little tiny hat.
Hey, he wears a vest. Like a purple vest, doesn't he?
No.
Yeah, he does. He doesn't just go shirtless.
He doesn't wear...
No, not Kelly. Aladdin.
Oh, okay.
Kelly walks around shirtless with a purple vest, right? Regularly, right? Yeah. He's a mid-high pastor, walks around shirtless all the time,
like,
right?
Why? Would
I'm talking about Aladdin.
I just tried to imagine my husband in a purple vest and it wasn't working.
That would be fantastic.
Yeah.
You guys have to do that. Someday when you have a baby, you could dress him up like a poo. Just saying. I'll go as Jafar.
Could you?
I could. I actually probably could if I grew the mustache.
Oh, gross.
We should plan this.
Okay.
Be all themed and stuff. It'd be pretty great.
Who's going to be
Brody.
Raja?
Oh, thinking Iago.
Oh, Brody could be
Brody
Iago.
Brody could be Iago.
The cat. Someone's got to be the...
Raja?
Raja.
Yeah. I don't know. Seaver could be the old dad. The gray beard.
Sultan.
The Sultan. Yeah, but what was his name?
I don't know.
He
the
was
Sultan.
Just the Sultan.
Dad.
505-338-3700 or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. We posted the poll. What is your favorite kids movie of all time? We got a lot of really great responses and some, sadly, great kids movies that were great when we were kids, but like Neverending Story.
It's lost its cool.
Doesn't translate well to being a grown-up. Oh, man.
So weird.
Yeah.
Josh says Up.
Nice.
Tony says Ratatouille is the best Pixar movie ever.
We watched that movie again recently, and it is fantastic. I'm going to make you borrow all those Pixar movies you have not seen.
You know what I grew up with, and I didn't realize that I grew up with this, but I really watched it like more than I wish I could say Beauty and the Beast or Aladdin or Little Mermaid. I watched Alice in Wonderland like every day.
That's because your parents raised you in a bar. So
that's true. I was gonna say that's not true, but it's true.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. It wasn't a bar. I don't want your dad to get mad at me again.
It was a pool hall
where they served alcohol.
Lots of alcohol.
I mean, totally different. They played pool most of the time.
There was people playing pool all the time.
Apparently you're really good at horseshoes and would school me.
I'm pretty decent.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio.
John says The Incredibles.
I still wish they would make a sequel to that.
I don't understand why they haven't. That movie was incredible.
Thank you. I see what you did there. Yes. There are multiple films in my life that need to have sequels. Apparently all of them, including Samuel L. Jackson, because The Incredibles needs to have a sequel. Unbreakable. That was written as a trilogy, and it's one of the greatest movies of all time. You've never seen Unbreakable?
I've only seen parts. I've only seen parts.
I gotta go. I just gotta go. We gotta leave.
Do you see how I stopped myself?
Thankfully, we really do because it's cover to cover. On the way back, we'll be doing Silence in its entirety for an hour.
You won't hear
nothing
anything
but this for an hour. It's gonna be amazing.
For an hour.
Or 2002's release from Blindside, which is pretty fantastic. So thanks to Hoyt for emailing in that request. We will do that at the top of the hour. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.